Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're finishing up Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Seif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Parshios Hamoadim Kimo B'Mincha B'Shabbes V'Sheni V'Chamishi Lefi Shekvar Karu HaParshios B'Shabbosos Shelohen. So with respect to the halachos of skipping a pasuk, we treat the readings on Yontif the way that we treat Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Mincha, Mondays and Thursdays. Because the kriyos that we do on Yontif have already been read or will be read on their respective Shabbosos. So let's see the Mishneh Berurah in Yud Aleph. Umayri shal koponim karu l'chamisha gavri shlosh psukim l'chol echad kedin. We're talking about a case where each of the five olim reads at least three psukim. D'ilav hachi bevadei chozer korim. If not, then you don't even have sufficient for one aliyah. You have to go back and read more. Magen Avram writes that the same applies if one skips a pasuk in the maftir that is for the day. So the maftir is going to be the psukim of the musaf for that day. You don't have to go back. Unless you missed out on the essence of those psukim. Dahainu b'Shabbos she'irabo yom aleph to chol hamoed sukkos. If you have a Shabbos where it's the first day of chol hamoed sukkos, shakur in the maftir uvayom hasheni uvayom hashlishi. For maftir, you read both the second and the third days. V'hu dileg uvayom hashlishi, but he skips uvayom hashlishi. Afa pi shakur uvayom hasheni, even though he did read uvayom hasheni, havak ilu lo kara klal mechovas hayom. It's as if he didn't read anything from the obligation of the day. L'didon for us, we know exactly how the calendar falls out. It's really the third day. He only read Uvayom Hasheni, so he didn't read the essence of the day. And therefore, in that case, he would have to return. Mihu, Imkara Uvayom Hashlishi, Vidileg Velokara Uvayom Hasheni. However, if he read Uvayom Hashlishi and skipped over Uvayom Hasheni, Eino Choser Likros Bivracha. So then he doesn't have to go back and read with a bracha. Ela Poseacha Sefer Torah Vakore Elu Hapsukim Nefniati Borbolo Bracha. Rather, he opens up the Sefer Torah, reads the psukim that he missed, but without a bracha. V'ayin Be'ele Rabba Shahusifod. The Eliyahu Rabbah adds, the lefa'amim afilu in dilei rak pasuk echad gam kein chuzer lekros bevracha. There are some circumstances where if one skips one pasuk, he goes back and reads again with a bracha. Uchegon, shab pasuk zeh haya ikara shachovas hayom. If in that pasuk that he skipped was the essence of that reading of that day, so then he's got to go back and make a bracha. Kegon, what's a good example? Shadilig b'mashakor in the mafter b'yom alav shal pesach mi pasuk v'hikravtem ulohala ad lechaper aleichem. If on the first day of Pesach, where the maftir is for the korban musaf of the first day of Pesach, if he skips anything that's part of what was actually offered from the beginning of the pasuk of v'hikravtem until the end of lechaper aleichem, so then he would have to go back and read with a bracha. D'mishon v'hala ino shayach kokach lechovas hayom. After those psukim, so then the rest is not as critical for the obligation of the day. V'yom aleph shal sukkis, if on the first day of sukkis, and dileg is a pasuk, mi v'hikravtem at sof ha-parsha, so if he skipped any pasuk from v'hikravtem until the end of that section, o shachiser b'yom aleph shal chol hamoed k'shachal b'shabes is a pasuk shu mi-parsha sof ha-yom ha-shlishi, or, as we saw before, if on the first day of chol hamoed, when it falls out on Shabbos, he misses one of the psukim from uvayom ha-shlishi, so then in all of those cases, he's going to have to go back and read it again with the bracha. V'chein hiskim b'sefer Shari Ephraim. So the Shari Ephraim agrees with the Eliyahu Rabbah in this case. Footnote number 11. So if on the first day of Pesach one skipped the first couple psukim of the maftir and he started from v'hikravtem, so the Mekor Chaim and the Shari Ephraim say that if he's yet to make the bracha achrona, so then he should go back and read the psukim. However, if he already made the bracha achrona, so then those first two psukim are not critical. He would not have to return for them. Continues the Mechaber in Seif Dalid. Im kara echad shnei psukim, tzarech lachzor velikros. If one ola read only two psukim, then he's got to go back and read more. Veim lo karu bein shloshtan ela tisha psukim, if between the three olim they read only nine psukim, shlosha l'chol echad, three for each, einam tzrichem lachzor v'likros, they don't have to read more. V'rai l'dover, parsha samalik, a paradigm for this is parsha samalik, because Parshas HaMalek has only 9 psukim. Avalim karu pachos mitisha, if between the 3 they read in total fewer than 9, then tzrichim nachzor v'likros, then they have to go back and read more psukim. Mishneh Berurah says over here in Sif Yud Beis, shnei psukim. Af shebein akol karu asara psukim. The case is where they read 10 psukim in total. Kegon sheshnayim l'shelofan of karu arba arba, the first two olim read 4 psukim each. Afilo hachi tzarech lachzor v'likros. So then, nonetheless, you got to go back and read more. The in kriya chashuva pachos mishlosha psukim. The definition of a kriya is at the very least 3 psukim. You cannot have a kriya that is fewer than 3 psukim. What if you read half a pasuk? So the Har Tzvi of Tzvi Pesach Frank, in footnote 15, or Chaim Chelak Ausim in Tzamach Vav, so he says that half a pasuk would suffice. Even though generally we say kol pasuk shelo psako Moshe in poskim oso, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide a pasuk, then we don't divide it. But that's but lechatchila we would say that you have to read the psukim according to the way that Moshe Rabbeinu broke them up. However, b'di'eved, if you read half a pasuk, so then that would at least count for an aliyah. Continues the Mishneh Berurah over here. The Chosavataz, Duhu Adin B'Shachris B'Shabbos, Afachar Shakaru Shiva Kruim Kedin. Even after you have 7 Aliyos on Shabbos, Im Eira Shakara Echor Acharze Shnei Psukim, Nami Chosam Yai Taimish Kasavnu. One of the Husafos, they read only 2 Psukim, they have to go back and read more, because fewer than 3 is definitionally not an Aliyah. Yud Gimel, Tzarech Lachzor V'Likros. Do you make a new bracha when you read more in order to have the minimum for the aliyah? So this is the din, says the Mishneh Berurah. So if the Ola has yet to make the bracha achrona, even if they've scrolled the Sefer Torah, they've closed it up, and he's about to make the bracha achrona, they say, hold on a second, you only read 2. So then he goes back and reads more, but without a new bracha rishona. Aval im kvar berach bracha achrona, if he already made asher nasan lanu the bracha achrona, so then nistalka kriya rishona the gamre. So then the first kriya is null and void. It's totally evaporated. V'lachin tzarech lavzor levarich lefaneha. So therefore he has to go back and make a new bracha. Ula haschil mimakom shehischil bekriya kodemes. Where does he start from? He starts from the beginning of where the previous reading was. Ki kriya shnei psukim elulo alu klal. Those two psukim that he read before, they didn't register. So he's got to go back to the beginning of them. And then in addition to that, va'ot pasuk echad imo, he reads one more pasuk, kedei lahashlim shlosha psukim. And that way he completes the minimum of 3 psukim. Ve'im ha'shnayim shalafan of lo karu rak shlosha shlosha, if the first 2 olim read only 3 psukim, tzarechu lahashlim adar bo psukim, kedei shia betzeir fasar psukim. So then the third ola needs to read 4 psukim. So that in total we have 10. Va'afilu kvar karu la'echad ha'ola achara va'ola la'teva. Even if they already called up the next ola and he came up to the bima, yamu cham oso ha'acher ad sheyivarech zeh sheinis. So the person who was called up anew should stand at the bima, wait for the previous one to redo his aliyah, read the previous one reads his 3 psukim, he says the bracha achrona, and then the person that they called up, then he gets his aliyah. What if the person that they called up already started his bracha? Or he even finished the bracha. And then they remembered, we were short on the previous aliyah. So then, the person they called up, the new person that they called up, should begin from the beginning of where the previous one started. The Hainu Af Shnei HaPsukim HaKodmim. He repeats the 2 psukim that the previous one read. V'yisayim Od Pasuk V'yivarich La'achareah. And then he adds another pasuk, so that we have 3, and he makes a bracha achrona. V'yesh Omrim, others say, Shemelvad Shnei Psukim HaKodmim Yikra Od Shlosha Psukim. So others say that in addition to the 2 psukim that were already read, he reads another 3 psukim. V'harishon Yamot Sham Ad Sheyigmor Zeh. The person who read only 2 stands there until the new Ola finishes. V'achar kach yivarich harishon shekar shnei psukim v'yikra lehalon mimakom shesiyem zeh. And then the one who read only the 2 psukim, then he gets an aliyah, and he reads from the place that the previous one finished. V'im harishon yarek far me'ativa v'achar kach nizkeru. If the one who read only 2 psukim already went back to his seat, and then they remembered, yicholun likros af la'acher la'hashlim hakurim hashlosha. So then they could even call up a different person to be the last Ola. When is this all the case? If there was no kohen and they were only calling up Yisraelim, if this happened with a kohen, shekara rak shnei psukim, he read that the kohen read only two psukim. And then the Levi started his bracha. And then it was remembered that the kohen made a mistake and only Velokar actually psukim, he read only two. So then Lo Yaskil Halevi Elamimakum Shaposaka Kohen. The Levi begins from the place that the Kohen stopped. Vikra Mikano Lahalon Shlosh Psukim. And the Levi will read three psukim. Velo Yekra Hashni Psukim Harishonim Shakara Hakohen. The Levi should not repeat the two psukim that the Kohen read. The Bechol Kosher Imchiser Meascholas HaParsha. Because if we're dealing on a weekday, then even if you miss the beginning of the Parsha, then it's still not a problem. And in this case, it's as if you missed the first two psukim of the parasha, because those first two psukim, they didn't register at all, because it wasn't an aliyah. But why should the Levi not repeat those psukim? It's going to be a disgrace to the Kohanim who are there if the Levi reads from the beginning. And then two Yisraelim are going to read more, in order to complete the three kruim. It's going to seem as if there as if the Kohen didn't do anything. The Kohen who only read the two psukim can't go back and read more after the Levi reads, the in Kohen Kore Achar Levi, because the Kohen can't go after a Levi. The first two psukim, it's as if it didn't exist at all. If this all happened on the morning of a Shabbos of Yom Tov, where they called up one of the Olim, and he read only two psukim, and he made his bracha achrona, and then they recalled that he only read two psukim. Yesh ormim debizet tov yoser sheshuv lo yikrahu be'atzmo. There are those who say that this person should not read more himself. Rather, they should call somebody else up. Why? On the weekday, you can't call up more than three. So then, if you call somebody else up to redo, so then it's going to seem to people like you called up four. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to have more than seven aliyos. So then, so then it's better to call up somebody else rather than have the same person seem like he's reading from the same Sefer Torah twice, the Einachol Lachatchila, Kimuvar B'Simin Reish Pebeis, which we try to avoid. So then the person you call up anew should begin from where the previous one started, because his two psukim didn't count, so he's got to repeat those two. And then they fill in the rest of the seven, aside from the person who read those two. V'yesh omrim, meaning because the person who read the two doesn't count. V'yesh omrim da'af b'shabbos ein tzarech lekro la'acher. There are those who say that even on Shabbos, you don't have to call up somebody else in order to repeat, but rather the same person can repeat, because it's really like he didn't get an aliyah at all. We will continue tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, with filling in the rest of Se'if Dalib, as well as Se'if Hey in Simin and Se'vav in Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin. We'll finish up Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin. Have a wonderful day.